What practical differences does it make if the unfaithful partner confessed or if they got caught cheating? The obvious answer is yes, it makes a difference, but I don't think it's necessarily the giant difference that most people initially assume that it's going to be. And to understand why, you have to separate two different questions out that the betrayed partner is asking. The first question is, how do I understand who you are as a person if you were capable of doing this to me in the first place? The second question is, are you lying to me right now? A proactive confession will help with that second question of wondering whether they're now being honest. Them coming to you and confessing what they've done does symbolize in a lot of ways that they've turned a corner, that they've changed, that they've decided for themselves they want to be a better person. But the tough thing is that it doesn't really answer the first question by itself. It doesn't help them make peace with the fact that you were able to do it in the first place. So those deeper questions of how could you have crossed those boundaries? How were you justifying it to yourself? How did you become comfortable living this split life? Just confessing doesn't answer those questions. But I think it's also important to recognize that not every confession means the same thing. Because on the one hand, you could have something that's more ideal, like someone recognize they want to end the affair, they can't keep living dishonestly, they want to tell the truth even though they know it could cost the relationship. And then there are some people, though, where they know they're about to be exposed. They know that they're going to be caught soon. Maybe the affair partner threatened to tell. Maybe someone else saw them. Maybe evidence was about to surface. Maybe they confessed to a small part of the truth because they wanted to control the story before the rest came out. All of these are technically confessions, but they obviously don't carry the same meaning. And you also do have to wonder at some point whether the confession was mainly because they wanted to genuinely repair the harm and take accountability, or if the guilt was just becoming too much and telling them was just a simple way to discharge some of that guilt. It's still better than continuing to lie, but there is a difference. Like, it doesn't always automatically mean that they're actually taking accountability now. And beneath all of this, the most difficult thing to process if someone was caught rather than confessing is all the different lingering questions like, would you have ever told me? How long would this have continued? Would you still be doing it if I hadn't found out? Are you sorry about what you did, or are you sorry that you lost control of the situation? What else would I still not know if I hadn't discovered this? It's really painful to feel like you're in the position of not receiving the truth, honestly, but like you're the one having to uncover it each time. And this can cause a massive damage to the ability to have trust in the relationship. It can even make it be really hard for the betrayed partner to trust themselves. And so I want to say two more things about this idea of confession. First, confessing does not automatically mean that someone was honest. Like I mentioned, there's a lot of different motivations someone could have for bringing the truth to you. They could have known they were about to be exposed. They could have been doing it just to lighten their own guilt. They might be confessing just part of the truth, etc. However, by the same token, just being caught doesn't automatically mean that they cannot change. Being caught is definitely a 10 times worse starting point, but it doesn't determine the entire future. Sometimes it isn't until they feel the shame and guilt of being seen at their lowest point that they finally recognize that not only have they hit rock bottom, but they now recognize it as such. But if you fast forward just a little bit past the initial time of discovery, how important it was whether they confessed proactively on their own becomes less relevant compared to the present day reality of how they're currently treating you and how they're currently approaching the relationship. Moving forward, today and tomorrow and into the future, are they volunteering information? Are they correcting misunderstandings even when the corrections might make them look worse? Are they tolerating difficult questions without becoming hostile? Are they taking responsibility without shifting blame onto the relationship or onto someone else? Are they showing curiosity into you and your recovery process? Are they becoming more honest and transparent without having to constantly be monitored by you? Are their words and behaviors aligning? Those patterns, those questions matter more than just one single confession. And you might be able to point to one behavior today versus the confession or lack thereof and say, well, the confession or lack thereof was far more important. And I agree. But when you look at the totality of those things I just listed compared to the absence or presence of a confession initially, then the totality of the evidence now is worth far more than that. And one other thing I want to highlight is that there is a big difference between remorse and distress when it comes to the unfaithful partner. Distress could be all the negative emotions that they're feeling that are still rooted just in themselves. Like, they might be so terrified of being exposed and terrified of losing you and terrified of looking like a bad person that they do feel a lot of guilt and shame and things like that. But that doesn't necessarily mean that they're feeling the guilt and shame because of what they did to you. It could just be because they're afraid of the personal consequences. And so what does genuine remorse look like? Because there will be overlap. There will likely be guilt and shame. But it will also include a willingness to hear pain without immediately trying to escape it. And perhaps most importantly, it's giving up the need to be seen as a good person. It's the willingness to really look honestly at the choices that they made that led them to that point. It's not just the willingness to face the fact that they did what they did, but it's to face all of who they were that allowed them to make that choice in the first place. So, does it make a difference if they confessed or got caught? Absolutely. A proactive confession can make it easier to believe that honesty is beginning to return. But that by itself does not answer the deepest question of, have they really changed? Are they more accountable? Are they more consistent? And unfortunately, only time can tell. So you can give them the chance to prove that. If you want, you can leave immediately, obviously. But it's only in the present day and into the future and looking at things as a whole that you can determine whether there's genuine remorse or if they're just doing damage control.